This is Tom Arms with LookAdNews.com's World Report for the week beginning the 24th of October. LookAdNews.com broadcasts tomorrow's news today so that you can plan to participate. The Trump-Clinton race goes into the home stretch, with Barack Obama off to California on Monday to campaign on behalf of his former Secretary of State. The Canada-EU trade agreement may or may not be signed at a ceremony in Brussels next Thursday, as talks between the two sides go down to the wire. It is also a big week for European security, with a meeting of the EU's newly formed European Military Committee, NATO defense ministers, and the EU's Political Security Committee. On Tuesday, the defense ministers from the 12-nation coalition against ISIS meet in Paris. On Friday, defense and security chiefs join forces with journalists and academics for the annual security conference in Riga. At the same time, Ukrainian Prime Minister Volodymyr Groysman is in Paris to try and secure French help for his country's ailing economy. The political crisis continues in Spain next week, with King Philippe VI making another attempt to break the deadlock which has prevented the formation of a Spanish government. In Asia, Filipino President Rodrigo Duterte is off to Japan to meet Emperor Akihito and hold talks with Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. Also visiting Japan next week is Jordan's King Abdullah. In Venezuela, the Democratic Unity Coalition launches a petition campaign for a referendum to oust President Maduro. On the election front, next weekend there's a general election in Iceland and a presidential election in Moldova. And finally, next Saturday is National Cat Day, set up to encourage Americans to adopt a purring bundle of fur. And that was next week's News Today, so that you can plan to participate in the world around you. Stay tuned after this message for LookAdNews.com's expanded world analysis. This is Tom Arms with LookAdNews.com's expanded world analysis for the week beginning the 24th of October. LookAdNews.com broadcasts tomorrow's news today so that you can plan to participate. Polling day looms in America, with polls showing Clinton ahead but facing a strong core of supporters for Donald Trump. Abortion, the economy, emails, immigration, claims of election rigging, tax avoidance, and the ever-present issue of sex are all contributing to the bitterest American election in modern history. President Obama's popularity is soaring in relation to two unpopular candidates. Next week, he's off to California to campaign for his former Secretary of State. Justin Trudeau is due to fly to Brussels next Thursday if the Canada-EU trade treaty is ready for signing as planned. The agreement is seen as a stalking horse for the bigger EU-US TTIP deal, but is being held up by the Belgian region of Wallonia. ISIS is on the run in Iraq and Syria, but success can breed problems. Who will fill the political vacuum, and where will the jihadists go next? 200 are expected to return to America, and 2,500 to Europe. These and other problems will be discussed next week by NATO defense ministers, EU ministers responsible for security, and the 12-nation coalition against ISIS. Russia continues to loom large on the political and military horizon. It is well trenched in the Middle East and moving tactical nuclear weapons within easy reach of Berlin, Warsaw, and the Baltic state. Putin's moves will also be discussed by NATO and EU defense ministers, and again at the Riga conference in Latvia, the major annual security conference focused on Eastern Europe and the Baltic. Russian speakers comprise over 10% of the population of Moldova, one of the poorest countries in Europe. Next Sunday, Moldovans go to the polls to elect a new president, with the electorate apparently divided between pro-EU and pro-Russian candidates. Also going to the polls next weekend is Iceland, where the radical pirate party is expected to make big gains. Their platform includes asylum for ex-CIA whistleblower Edward Snowden. Spain has not had a proper government since elections in December of last year because of a failure by political leaders to form a coalition. A second election in June also failed to deliver a decisive result. Next Monday, King Philippe VI is chairing talks aimed at breaking the deadlock. If those fail, there will be a third election. Ironically, despite the political crisis, or perhaps because of it, Spain has the fastest growing economy in the Eurozone. And that was next week's news today, so that you can plan to participate in the world around you. Stay tuned for Viewpoints Around the World with myself and Lockwood Phillips.